come St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day Refugee Challenge. Now, why St. Patrick's Day? We often talk about refugees in this part of the world. Why St. Patrick's Day?
Really, basically, if you look at the St. Patrick's Day, it's become a huge global brand. And really, it's very much a celebration of the Irish diaspora all over the world and their success in every aspect of the countries where they integrated in government, culture, business. And the Irish story is very much the same story as the 65 million displaced people today are facing, which the Irish immigration faced when immigration spiked back during the Great Famine in 1845 to 1852. So we set it up together in conjunction with a number of the international aid agencies globally to kind of celebrate St. Patrick's Day and also to give hope to the current refugees and also to raise money to support them, because this is the single largest humanitarian crisis since the Second World War.
Which group do you work with, Peter?
So basically, the idea came from ourselves. It's MADO. We're a global online donation platform which was founded in Dublin. But in terms of the people we're working with on this, the aid agencies are people like the International Rescue Committee, the Red Cross, Concern, Caritas, Oxfam, UNHCR, Save the Children, and others.
And what's your message? What's your message to people on the countdown to St. Patrick's Day? Refugees seem to be slipping off the focus, off our radar to some extent. What is your message to people as they look forward to St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely. So the message is really come out and support and to tweet the hashtag Green Hope, and also to promote the website www.stpatrickschallenge. But there you'll find a place where people can actually make a donation to these international NGOs, but also they can go and start a fundraiser and do a challenge themselves, like, you know, running 10K, 20K, or doing so many steps a day for X number of days. And they can really show solidarity with the people, with the refugees. And I agree with you, it's gone off the mainstream media, but it still hasn't disappeared as a problem. It's a huge problem, and the resources of these organisations are completely stretched.
Yeah, it's important to remind everyone, ourselves included, that it hasn't gone away. Peter, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
That's Peter Conlon speaking. There's not a great line, but getting the message clearly across. Good morning, 90 333 104.